أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. In the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after speaking about the mu'mineen, the believers, and then speaking about the kafirin, the disbelievers, and then speaking extensively about the munafiqeen, Allah now addresses all of them. Allah addresses each one of these three categories. Allah addresses mankind. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, O annas, referring to all the different categories of people. Allah says, U'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb. Allah says, worship your Rabb. Now Allah gives all of them da'wat. Every one of these categories, Allah gives them da'wat. Of course, the level of da'wat and the nature of da'wat is different. So when it is addressed to the kafir, when it is addressed to the mushrik, the polytheist, U'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb, mean give up your idols, give up those things which you have associated to Allah, and dedicate your ibadah, dedicate your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it is addressed to the munafiq, then of course it means that, O you munafiq, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Allah, become sincere in your ibadah. Up to this point you are not sincere. You are pretending to be a Muslim. You are pretending to be an abid, a worship of Allah. U'budu rabbakum. Now sincerely become a Muslim and a servant of Allah. When it is addressed to the believers, then if it is addressed to the sinner, the believer who is a sinner, then u'budu rabbakum. Give up your ways. Give up your evil ways. And now dedicate your entire life to the worship of Allah. If it is addressed to the practicing believer, the good Muslim, then u'budu rabbakum would mean that be steadfast. Be steadfast in your ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is referring, and this statement is made to every type of person and all the different categories that we have discussed thus far. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb. What does ibadah mean? Ibadah means to spend all your energies in the obedience of someone. That is ibadah. To spend all your energy in the obedience of someone or the obedience of something. So Allah is telling, U'budu rabbakum, use all your energy in making my ibadah. Making my ibadah. And ibadah refers to the way we lead our life. Your business could be ibadah, your sleep could be ibadah, your eating could be ibadah, coming to the masjid, that's ibadah. All of these are ibadah. So spend all your energies in dedicating your life to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also referred to a person who is abdu dinar. You have somebody who is abd of the dinar and who is the abd of the dirham, one who is the abd of gold and silver. Why? Because he spends his energy dedicated towards amassing and collecting all material things. So he has become the abd of those things. U'budu rabbakum, we spoke about Rabb when we were discussing Surah Al-Fatiha. Worship your Rabb. Who is your Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqakum, the one who created you, the one who brought you into existence. Allah is now explaining to us that why should entire mankind dedicate their worship and their lives to Allah? Because Allah says, number one, Allah brought you into existence. He is the one who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, not only did He create you, but He also created those who came before you. So Allah is the creator of those who came before us, and Allah is the creator of this ummah. But Allah does not make any mention of those to come after us, which is a clear evidence that there is no other ummah to come after the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, I have created you, this ummah, and I have created the ummah that came before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqakum, the one who created you and those who came before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, perhaps through that ibadah, Perhaps through worshipping Allah, you will develop taqwa, you will become Allah consciousness. So the whole objective of life and the whole objective of every ibadah, every act of worship is to develop taqwa. When it comes to fasting, Allah says, fasting was put in place for you to develop taqwa. When it comes to qurbani, Allah speaks of taqwa. When it comes to hajj, Allah speaks of taqwa. The objective of every deed and every act is to develop Allah consciousness. But it's amazing. Allah does not say that you will develop Allah consciousness, or that you will become a muttaqi. A muttaqi, taqwa, actually means, you know, to guard yourself against something. So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may earn salvation against the fire of Jahannam. Allah said, perhaps, perhaps. Why? Because salvation and the key to salvation, or our salvation, is not guaranteed in our ibadah only. Ibadah is not the only means of salvation. Our ultimate salvation depends on Allah's grace and Allah's mercy. Rasulullah has explained this in the hadith, that your deeds will not take you to Jannah. It is Allah's mercy that will carry you to Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, even you, Nabi of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even me, not my ibadah. My ibadah will not take me to Jannah. Allah's rahmah will take me into Jannah. So someone might ask, then what's the point of performing salah? What's the point of carrying out these rituals? If it is Allah's mercy that will take us to Jannah, not these deeds are not the means, are not the cause of you entering into Jannah, but they are the cause of drawing Allah's mercy that will earn you entry into Jannah. So these a'mal are very important, because that is what will earn you the mercy of Allah. That mercy will drive you into Jannah. Ya ayyuhan nas u'budu rabbakum, O mankind, worship your Rabb, the one who created you and those who came before you. Perhaps you will develop taqwa. Allah goes on to say, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا, Allah is the one who made the earth spread out for you. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sky a canopy, a roof above your heads. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, Allah sent down from the skies ma'an, water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ, and through this water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought out, Allah produced, Allah brought forth. What did Allah bring out? مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, fruits. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, as a sustenance for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, therefore do not ascribe any partners for Allah. If Allah is the one who created you, Allah made the earth for you a spread, Allah has provided a canopy above your heads in the form of a sky, Allah has sent down the water for you, it is Allah that sends down that water. Sometimes these bounties we take them for granted. Look at the drought that we are suffering from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, do you not study the water which you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, are you the one that brings it down from the clouds, or are we the ones that allow it to come down from the clouds? Allah is in control of all of this. So Allah says, do I not deserve to be worshipped? If I am the one doing all of this, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, this is who your Rabb is, so I am the one that deserves your ibadah, and I'm the one that deserves your obedience. So Allah says, He's the one who brought down ma'an, water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and through that water Allah took out fruits and brought forth fruits for you from the earth. Look at the lovely fruits that we are enjoying during this summer season. Fruits, what different tastes, what different colors, the sweetness, all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is in control of, Allah has produced it. And Allah says, رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, all these fruits and plantations, everything has been produced as sustenance, as provision for you. For you, O annas, O mankind. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا, therefore Allah says, do not ascribe any partners to Allah. Do not make anyone equal unto Allah. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, while you know. While you know Allah is your creator, Allah is your sustainer and your provider, despite knowing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should not ascribe any equals or partners unto Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.